Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is in the second volume of the Mishnah Berurah. It is Daf Tes Vov Omid Beis, and we will do Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel and start Simin Kuf Lamed Dalet Amir Tzoshem. And we begin with the short Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, which only has one sif, which deals with the saying of Baruchu at the conclusion of the davening. So the Mechaber writes, B'Shabbos V'Yontif Ein Omrim Baruchu Achar Kaddish Basra. On Shabbos and Yontif, you don't say Baruchu, implying that the rest of the time you do say Baruchu after the last Kaddish. On a weekday, you do say Kaddish, according to the Mechaber, after the last Kaddish is said. The reason for this, the Ramah says, Hagah, Afilu B'Mokum Shenogu L'Omra B'Yemos HaChol, even in places where the custom is to say Baruchu on a weekday, why? Shemalo Yehoyu Yechidim B'Veis HaKnesses Kisha Omer Baruchu, because there may have been individuals that came late to shul and were weren't present at the end of the conclusion of Pesukah de Zimra when you say Baruch Hu. So these people, Mikol Mokom, B'Shabbos V'Yontif, Ein La'omro. So on the rest of the week, on a weekday, when they would need to hear Baruch Hu, they would hear it at the end of davening, but here on Shabbos and Yontif, there was no reason for them to repeat Baruch Hu at the end of davening, because the Hakol Boyin Lebeis HaKnesses called them Baruch Hu, because the Ramah says, everybody comes to shul on time on Shabbos and Yontif, and nobody will come so late. They're not coming from work, they're not coming from wherever they're coming. They should be able to get to shul on time on Shabbos morning and hear Baruch Hu in its proper place, so there's no reason to say Baruch Hu at the conclusion of davening like they would do in those places on a weekday. That's the entire siman. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Mishnah Berurah, Ksif Katan Aleph explains, wrote Salomar, the Yesh Mekomos Shenoagin Lomar Kaddish Ubaruchu Achar Gmar HaTfilah. There are places that say every day at the conclusion of the last Kaddish they say Baruchu. She is Spalu Kol HaTzibur. After the entire Tzibur has davened, Mipnei Shelefomim Yesh Ezi Yechidim, because at times there will be individuals Shebo Achar Baruchu, they came in late to shul after Baruchu, Velo Shamu Baruchu. And he says, Ayin Le'el B'Mishnah Berurah, go look in Simen Samach Tes, Shebiyarinu Shom HaKol Ladino. He explains all the halachos of Baruchu over there. Dear Shifut number one brings down, because this is the reasoning over here that some people come late, Mitam Zeh Hora HaChazonish, Chazonish Paskin, the Sheesh La'omro B'Sof HaTfilah Mamish. Therefore, you say it at the very, very last possible moment, before everybody leaves the shul, say it at the last possible moment. Kedei La'achro Kamed Shef. Sure, in case somebody really comes late, he'll still be able to hear Baruch Hu. V'lochein Nohag B'Chodesh Elul. Therefore, during the month of Elul, he would say the Baruch Hu after L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, which is the last prayer. However, in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, it says that the minig is to say Baruch Hu and then say L'David Hashem. Then he says, B'makom shenagu lomar Baruch Hu achar kaddish basra, in a place where the custom was to say Baruch Hu after the very last kaddish. So he says, af im shamu kulam Baruch Hu b'tchilas hatfilah. Nobody came late that day, so everybody heard Baruch Hu. He says, nevertheless, still say Baruch Hu at the end of davening, because it's going to lead to machlokas if you don't. But he says, if you know the people in the shul, and they'll follow what the halacha is, and there is not going to be a machlokas, hey, we're supposed to say Baruch Hu every day at the end of davening, but if the people will know the halacha, that you only really say Baruch Hu for the latecomers, and if the latecomers weren't there that day, i.e. everybody came on time, there are no latecomers, so then the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to say Baruch Hu at the end of the davening, unless you know for certain that one of the people came late and missed Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Da Kol Boim, because everybody, the Ramah said, comes on time on Shabbos, and nobody misses Baruch Hu, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu im ira le'echot shenisach levo acha Baruch Hu. And even if somebody were to come late on Shabbos morning and miss Baruch Hu, nevertheless, there's laning. Mikol moko mistoma kvar shoma Baruch Hu meha'olam la'torah. Therefore, he certainly heard Baruch Hu from one of the people who got an aliyah, and therefore that would satisfy this requirement, and therefore there's no reason to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening on Shabbos or Yontif. The issue footnote number two brings down from Rav Takachinsky Zatzal in the Sefer that he wrote, Eretz Yisrael, and he writes, Shinoagim b'Eretz Yisrael, the minigin Eretz Yisrael is on Mondays and Thursdays as well, and on any other day where you lane in the Torah, that this din applies, and you don't say Baruch Hu at the conclusion of davening, because they mistoma, they heard Baruch Hu, even if they came late, they heard Baruch Hu by the Kriyas HaTorah. This is what we have over here in Shulchan Aruch. The Halacha Berurah, however, brings down the Das of the Rabbeinu Arizal, the great Arizal, who says that the minhag is to say Baruch Hu no matter what at the conclusion of every tefillah based upon sod, based upon Kabbalistic hidden reason. He says it has nothing to do with the reason to be motzi, somebody who missed Baruch Hu, so they'll have a chance to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening. And therefore, according to this opinion of the Arizal, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif or a Monday or a Thursday, you always say Baruch Hu at the conclusion of davening, even if every single person in the tzibur was on time and nobody came late. He says that is the proper way to do this, and the Halacha Berurah says this is in fact the minhag of the Sfardim, the Eidos HaMizrach, the Middle Eastern countries, and he says even amongst many Ashkenazim, that is the Halacha L'maisa. I first read my Rabbeim in the name of Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, the great Rav, so that it is inappropriate to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening. His opinion was based upon, I believe, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zatzal, the grandfather of the Rav, the great Brisker Rav, that it was inappropriate to say Baruch Hu and then not follow it up with a tefillah. When we say Baruch Hu in the proper place in the davening, it's always followed with the brachos of Kriyat Shema. It's followed with various tefillos of Tishbachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to just say at the end of davening, Baruch Hu, even though the people respond, Baruch Hashem Ham Baruch Hu Olam Voed, that is, so to say, incorrect and inappropriate, and it was the Rav's opinion not to do so. This concludes Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, and now we can start Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, which deals with the halachos of Vehu Rachum and Hagboas HaTorah. Today we'll just be discussing some of the halachos of Vehu Rachum. This is a special tefillah, which has fantastic origins, as we'll see, that is said in shuls on Mondays and Thursdays prior to the laning. And we have an unusual thing. We start off with the Ramah rather than the Mechaber. The Ramah puts in a comment before the Mechaber, Hagah, he says, Noagim laharbos v'sachanunim b'shenu v'chamishi. Nowadays, the custom is to add on additional tefillos on Mondays and on Thursdays, v'omrim v'hu rachum, and we therefore say the tefillah of v'hu rachum. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Aleph explains, Yesh mekomos shenoagim lomar kode v'hu rachum yud gimel midos shel rachamim uvidoy. There are places that say the yud gimel midos, Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun, they go and say this tefillah every Monday and Thursday prior to the recitation of Tachlin and then v'hu rachum. That's amongst Nusuch Svard. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe has a whole discussion if an Ashkenazi davens in a Sfarad shul or Sfaradi davens in an Ashkenazi shul, what they should do. And basically Rav Moshe says, and this can be seen in Dershu Futter number 1, where he points out from Rav Moshe that if your minhag is not to say the Yud Gimel Midos and you're davening in a shul that does say them, so you should say them according to Rav Moshe with the tzibur. The other way around, if you normally say them and in the shul that you're not saying that you're davening and does not say them, so Rav Moshe writes, you can't do it in a recognizable way. That would be a problem of losis godedu. It looks like they're two separate customs in the same shul. So you should say the vidui in a way that it won't be recognizable by not banging, for example, on your heart when you say the ashamnus, and as well, this is the opinion of the Earl of Zion and the Stipler Zatzal. Rav Moshe says you therefore do not say the Yud Gimel Midos at all, but the Earl of Zion says you can say them with the trop, and that would be acceptable, because normally you need to say the Yud Gimel Midos with the minion, so Rav Moshe says there's no choice here, because the minion isn't saying it. The Earl of Zion says there's an alternative that you can say it as if you're reading from the Torah with the trop, and that's allowed to be said by an individual alone. If a person hears the Yud Gimel Midos, is walking into a shul as they're saying the Yud Gimel Midos, so Rav Moshe writes that even though there really is no makor for this din, he says the person should stop and he should go and say the Yud Gimel Midos with the tzibur. That's the minhag. If he's, however, giving a public shir, he doesn't have to stop. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes that we say v'hu rachum. The Mechaber adds the words v'hu rachum as well. V'tikun amirah sohoysa ede maisei neis godol. The Mishnah Berurah alludes to this fantastic neis that occurred and the origins of this tefillah v'hu rachum. Kimuva b'kobo, as it's found in the Kobo. You can actually find this, it doesn't say this in the Mishnah Berurah, but this can be found in Simen Yudches of the Kobo, which I'll tell you in a moment, the fascinating story there. V'nidvas b'sidurim, and this is printed in most sidurim. V'tzarech la'omro b'chavona, a person should say this with a great kavana, or b'mitun, and slowly, v'lo b'merutza, and not quickly. What is this nes that the Kolbo writes about? So there are a number of different versions. I'll tell you the version that's written in the Kolbo, in Simen Yudches. And the Kolbo writes that around the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there were many people that fled Yerushalayim, fled Eretz Yisrael, and some of them got on a boat, and they traveled with the boat until they reached land. When they got off at this land, so they told the people that were living there that they were fleeing the destruction of Yerushalayim, and the governor, the person who was in charge of that land, said, okay, let's test you to see if you're great individuals like Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were when they were tested by Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, if you were to be thrown into a fiery furnace and you're saved, then I will save you as well. So the Jewish people requested that they give them 30 days to daven to Hashem, and they davened to Hashem for the next 30 days. And there was one older Jewish person there who wasn't the big Talmud Chacham, but he was a very, very pious person. He was without sin, really, and he was very much afraid of sin, the Kolbo writes. And he had a dream about a pasuk that the word ki was in it twice in the pasuk, and the word lo, know, was in it three times, but he didn't know what the pasuk was. One of the Talmidei Chacham over there said that this was a pasuk from Yeshaya that says, if you go through the water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you, and when you go through the fire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall be with you, and you won't be burnt, and that a flame won't be able to burn you. So this they felt was a simen min HaShemayim, that they would be saved, and the 30 days were up. The governor built a very, very large flame, and they were going to throw all the Jews into the fire over here, the three men. They picked the old man who had the dream. He was one of the people to be thrown into the fire, and two other Talmidei Chachamim, and they were thrown into the fire, and the fire split into three fires, and the way the story goes, each of them was saved in the fire with a righteous-looking individual, which maybe was Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, and they recited, at that point, the three people recited the Vehu Rachum prayer. One of them recited part of the Vehu Rachum, the other one recited another part of the Vehu Rachum prayer, and the third one recited the other part of the Vehu Rachum prayer. Since they said these tefillos and such a nes occurred, so this over time became accepted amongst all of Klal Yisrael. The Chazal set up that these tefillos should be said on Mondays and Thursdays, which we'll see in a moment. Al Yemei Ratzon, we'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah. A different version of this story is said in the Rokeach, written by Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda in the 1100s, 1200s. And he writes that this is based upon a story from the Gaonic period of time, hundreds of years before him. And he says also, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Aspasianus, the wicked Caesar Vespasian, put Jews on a number of ships, put them on three ships that didn't have any captains or any rudders, and the ships just drifted aimlessly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the ships land on a certain place in France, in different cities in France, and the refugees were originally received nicely by the governors, but subsequently when the nice governor died, a cruel governor came, and he wanted to wipe out all the Jews. They davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the three pious leaders of the community composed the tefillos of the Vehu Rachum. Each of them wrote a part of the Vehu Rachum. Each of the parts has the 18 Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, so it's like a silent Shemone Esrei, as we'll see in a moment. That's important. The Mishnah Berurah will bring this down. And they were miraculously saved. And as a result, the tefillah was also incorporated into the regular Monday and Thursday tefillos. There are other versions as to exactly how the three great Talmidei Chachamim who compiled these tefillos, what was the underlying reason and story behind it, and it's a fascinating tefillah, it's a very important tefillah. It's a tefillah which we get tremendous satisfaction somehow out of when we don't have to say it on days, and we don't say Tachlin on a Monday or Thursday, but if we only understand the tremendous nes that was the result of these tefillos, maybe we wouldn't be so happy that we're not having the opportunity to say these wonderful tefillos. Continuing, the Mechaber writes, "V'omer no sabak kol rom." The Mechaber holds that you should say it out loud. V'im lo amaro me'umad, and likewise, if you didn't say it while you were standing up, over al hatakana, the nikra poreitz gader. If a person doesn't say it standing up, he's going against the edict of the Chachamim to say this while they're standing up, and he's called one who breaks the fence, and this is a very inappropriate thing for a person to do. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel explains, Yesh om de lo mikre poreitz gader el im lo amoro klal. Mishnah Berurah says that it's not that if you didn't say it while you were standing up, that's the poreitz gader, that's the breaking the fence of the edict of the Chachamim. No, it's that if you don't say it at all, that's what it's called poreitz gader. Avol and mamor shlo b'amida, but if a person said it while he was sitting down, not while he was standing up, that's not included, lo havei b'chal poreitz gader. The issue footnote number two brings down that if a person thinks he's not going to be able to finish Vehu Rachum in time to say Tachnun with the Tzibur, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that it's actually more important to say Tachnun with the Tzibur, and you can skip passages or parts of the Vehu Rachum, and you can say them after Kriyas HaTorah, after the davening. And this is also brought down by the Rivvos Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal. He was just Nifter only a few years ago, and he was a Rav in Memphis, Tennessee for many years, and he was a big posek and a big Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. And he writes the same thing, Shim lo hispik lomer beseder atvila. If you didn't have time to say Vehu Rachum, sometimes shuls run through it very fast. And if you didn't have a chance to finish it during the appropriate place for Vehu Rachum, yochol omer kol hayom. You can say it all day long. It's a very important tvila. You can complete it later in the day. The Ramah then says, Hagah, v'chein noagim lomer me'umad. The Ramah says that the minhag is to say it while we're standing up. However, aval omer no so belachash. But he says one should say it quietly, not saying it out loud. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, V'chein kel erech apayim, the tefillah that we say right before we take out the Sefer Torah, the kel erech apayim is also said, Shomer achar chatzi kaddish, that we say after the chatzi kaddish before we take out the Torah, tzorech lomer gam kim urmer. The minhag is also say that standing up, because mivnei sheyesh bo chatanu uvidui, tzorech lomer, because it has in it the expression chatanu, and it has vidui in it, and therefore one should say it while one is standing up. But the Ramah said that this tefillah of Uhuracham is said standing up, but it's said silently, as opposed to the Mechaber who said you say it out loud. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and He explains that this is, according to the Ramah, to be said silently because it's like a tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, Sha'omer Oso Belachash, that we have to say this Shemoneh Esrei quietly. The reason, he says, for the first explanation that you say it out loud, Betam Deya Rishona, the Mechaber who said you should say it out loud, Kedei La'ora HaKavona, that's to spur and stimulate your Kavona in the davening. The Nara, Upashte, Be'inyinze. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, you can say it out loud if that helps you to be davening with Kavana, or you can say it quietly like a Shemoneh Esrei if that helps with your Kavana. Then he adds, Yesh Omrim, Dechashem Asayim, Vuhurachim, Kodem, Ashleach Tzibor. He brings down, and this is really from the Shiori Knesset HaGdola, is brought down in the Ber Heitev, that if you finish before the Shleach Tzibor is about to say Tachlon, you said the Vuhurachim. So if you finish before the Shleach Tzibor, Yamtin im Rachim Vachan, you should wait by Tachlon and not say Tachlon until the Shleach Tzibor reaches that point. Yamtin im Rachim Vachan al Shleach Tzibor, and then Vinofa Limo, when the Shleach Tzibor concludes and is starting to say Tachlon, so then you say Tachlon too. But however, he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, nowadays, Dehoidna Ein Rov Tzibor Mantinen Al Shliach Tzibor. Nowadays, people go at their own pace, and they don't wait necessarily for the Shliach Tzibor. And if you finish before the Shliach Tzibor, it's okay to start saying Tachlun, the Kolecha Nofel Al Apov, Bishor Shagomer, and everybody finishes at the time that they do with the Hurachim and starts Tachlun, and that's okay. Ayin Shom, he says, look in the Shari Tshuva. If you look in the Shari Tshuva in Os Aleph, he brings down Mutav Shalo Yafsik Kolkach Kodem Nefilas Apayim, because he says if you're going to wait till the Chazan is done, you may stand there for a long time. If you daven much faster than the Chazan, he says that Hafsaka, that wait there, isn't good. Mishnah Footnote number 5 brings down why is it like a Shemoneh Esrei according to Ramah that you say it silently. So this is based upon the Nes that I brought down before from the Kolbo or from the Rokeach that's brought down in the Mate Moshe, because the Shlosha Zakenim who were Mesakin Vuhu Rachum Kol Echot Tikid Chelik. Each of them organized a part of it, and each chelik has the Yud Ches Askaros, has 18 mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu name, which is connected to the 18 brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, so therefore it's a little bit like a Shemoneh Esrei. We say it standing up, and we say it silently. The Ramah continues and he says, why do we add on all these extra kapitloch on Mondays and Thursdays specifically? Because these are days that are tefillos are more accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the days of supplication. That's what the custom where people fast on Mondays and Thursdays, Beis Hei Beis, comes from this idea. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains why are Mondays and Thursdays called Yemei Ratzon, days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tefillos more likely. Sha'arboim yom shel kabbalas luchos ha'achronos, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and came down with the second set of luchos, they were called Yemei Ratzon. And Ola Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaSholem b'yom Hei, Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaSholem went up on a Thursday, the Yared b'yom Beis, and came down on a Monday, so therefore Mondays and Thursdays are specifically extra special Yemei Ratzon. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkot and Zayin that therefore there's a minhag to fast on these days, and he says these halachos will be discussed when we reach Amir Tzashem, Simen, Tuf, Kuf, Pei, and the Mishnah Berurah there. And this concludes today's shir.